You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
Found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical. When I came out here, I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things, if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand, and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice wants what you think I've seen. Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moxon Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Descarty. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Hello, everybody. This is Marco Bill, and TJ is going to host the show tonight. TJ, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Marco. How about yourself? How are things going?
I am doing superior to nothing.
Hey. You know, superior enough with the lineup and the guests we got tonight, you're doing better than that. Well, folks, tonight we're going to take us probably around the whole U.S., I think. We're going to hit up Kentucky. We're going to talk to some folks down in Arizona, Texas, North Dakota, Montana, Arkansas. So that's pretty much around the U.S. in a single hour. What do you think, Marco?
Yeah. Tells you that Bigfoot is active in all parts of the country here.
You know, with the late harvest season happening, I think we're going to still get sightings all the way up through maybe mid-November. You know, I really do. I've been getting sightings from places that I haven't gotten sightings from before, and I will be sharing those with you on up-and-coming shows. Folks, wanted a little admin work here. We've got Pursuit out. It is hit video on demand. It's at iTunes. It's at dread.com. It's at truehorror.com. It's our Blair Witch style Bigfoot flick where there was a diary found with a film crew that was out looking for Bigfoot, and, well, don't give up anymore. Go check it out on iTunes, download it, pre-order it, give us a rating, see what you think. We'd love to hear what you guys think. Hey, let's start it off first here with Audrey in Kentucky. You know, Audrey here, we went down and visited her probably June, and, well, she had a lot of activity going on in the area there, and she gave us a call because, well, you know, we're searching for Bigfoot, and we come out when we're called. Hey, Audrey, how you doing tonight?
Pretty good.
So how you been, honey?
I've been doing really good. How you been doing?
You know, just spend a little time here at home before we hit on expedition here October 8th and spend another 6 weeks out on the road checking things out. But I hear a little birdie told me that a creature's back and he's, well, hanging out back on your property. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, it is.
Why don't you tell me what he's doing now? Tell the audience what he's doing now.
Well, what he's doing now is I stopped putting food out, and it become aggressive, bangs on the back of my house, makes some weird sounds the back of the window, even more meaner, you know, sounding. The other night I went to my daughter's to take laundry to her, and it sounded like there was something moving maybe, I don't know, 30 feet away from me, but you can't see in that big woods. And all of a sudden, it took off running, and then you could hear like a weird sound, like a wild call or something, and then it sounded like it knocked a tree down. So they're getting kind of mean. I think I need to put the peanut butter back out.
Well, you know, when you had that peanut butter out, they were coming around and bothering you even more. They just weren't as mean, were they?
No, they was no more than I was back here putting the peanut butter up, and it was a tree, and then I was leaping up in a tree, and it was, like, dark, but I had a little light, and something come up no more than, 4 feet away from me, and he was huge. Yes, he was. And it scared me. It was so intense, mm-hmm. You know, because they're so big. If they hit you, they can really hurt you, you know. I didn't get no anger feeling from them, you know, and there's mm-hmm. more than one here, trust me. And
how many do you think they're on your property?
Seriously, I think there's a herd here.
So like a family, a mother, a father, and children. And I know you were telling me earlier you thought you sound like kids playing or, you know, young Sasquatch.
Yeah, they're young ones. Mm-hmm. Because I can hear I took a baby monitor and you stick it outside your house, you stick it in your mm-hmm. room. These things work pretty good far away. And I could hear like a baby. It was like a human, but not like of a human, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe it's a bobcat because sometimes they can imitate humans. No, that was no bobcat. And then I heard.
I don't know about any bobcats down by you. I don't know if there are down by you.
Well, if there is, I don't know if they're in this region. I didn't think they was, but you never know
mm-hmm.
around these days anymore. What's going on with the nature, you know?
Well, you know that river that's behind you, that Salt River. I swear, it has to be their highway and how they're getting up to your property and hanging out because, well, you know, we spent a lot of days down by you that last summer, well, this past summer, and the only thing we could come up with was, you know, there was that one big giant path coming up from the backside off the Salt River, and they had to have been coming up through there. But, you know, you've seen them. We've had something on a thermal imager. We didn't know what it was. What happened last night?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
It got up next to my window. They get out there, and it was like, cause my window and my bed are right next to each other, and you could hear it. It wasn't beating. It wasn't angry, but you could hear it, that sound. And it was grunting and groaning. And when I looked out the window, I thought I seen something jump back, you know, because if he jumped back on the side, I wouldn't be able to see him. And I got shivers. I said, well, time to get out of the back room. I'm getting out of this. I'm going on my couch. And even if they're not aggressive, it's just looking at them. He's fearing them, you know, and you hear that noise outside your window, and it's intense. And it gets louder, and no. I'm going on my couch.
Have you ever thought about just kind of going out and sitting in a chair next to your window and looking over, and when they come by, get a flashlight and a camera?
Oh, I'm working on that. I'm going to do that. But It's like they say, it's like they got telepathy or something, you know? Like, maybe they can read our minds. I mean, they've never been really photos, you know, took pictures of them, said maybe one successfully, and that one Bigfoot back in the day.
And I got to back up here. Are they reading your mind, Audrey?
Personally, yeah. It sounds crazy. Yeah, because it's kind of weird. Because when that baby came through, it was like I was like half asleep now. And I heard the mm-hmm. voice, and I thought, maybe my grandson's out there. You know, oh, God, 3 o'clock in the morning, Lord, no. And it was
right.
like the woman and the pack are the leaders. I have figured that out, that the women, the Sasquatch, mm-hmm. are leaders. Like, I think the wolf pack is the woman.
Kind of like in a lot of marriages, huh?
Yes, that's exactly right, yes. Yes. And they are different colors, and they're different shapes. Because, like I said, you know, it started 4 years ago with the tall, skinny, like, light red one, and he didn't mm-hmm. have much fur on him. He really didn't. But these are, like, bushy, you know, like that big one they took that picture back in the day. I can't
mm-hmm.
remember the day. That one, I don't. These are more thicker, more bigger. I mean, like, a lot more bigger, and they're a lot
mm-hmm.
more hairier. So there is different type ones. And
okay.
I don't think the red ones get along with the bigger ones, no. I think
now, this may be a strange question, but I have to ask. You don't understand what they're saying, do you?
No. If they talk, you couldn't understand them. No, I don't think so. But in the mind, yeah. Like when I had that one dream, yeah. It's like, it's not like they're talking to you, but they're, yeah, you can understand
I wouldn't
them.
Know about it, so, yeah. What do they say?
Well, they're not here to hurt me. They don't want to hurt me. But they scare me. I don't care what they tell me. They still scare me.
Yeah.
But,
not here to hurt
women,
you, but you're scared.
They're hungry.
They're hungry. Feed them.
They're having trouble getting food.
Mm-hmm.
Their tribes are getting weak. They're starving. You know, they're scavenging to places they've never scavenged before. They're going out farther and endangering their species more. So, you know, they really appreciated the peanut butter and the food. And, you know, they've got kids they had to feed. I mean, and it makes sense. I mean, we know there's wolves out there, but you don't see them every day, you know.
Right.
And there's bears, you know, and you know they're there. I mean, there's raccoons. They're like that. They're like, you know, they're the nature. You know, you're not going to just pop out here and bears running up down the street, you know what I mean?
Right.
But they're hungry, just like, you know, the bears are getting more aggressive, the food, what's going on with the food, whatever, you know, the world. So they're having
You're feeding them, so, you know, they like you.
I'm going to give them a lot more. I'm going to start feeding them again because, that's, I can imagine just thinking about being out in the wild and trying to think of, you're like them. You're one of them,
mm-hmm.
you know. Can you imagine?
Right.
We wouldn't survive a week. So.
Now, what particular time of evening are they usually coming out and hanging out
about,
on your property and bothering your house?
Well, I'm sitting on the front porch out here usually about now. Usually about a little bit after dark they start up.
Mm-hmm.
And
Are there any there now?
I don't know. I don't hear nothing right now at this point, you know.
Right.
But I'm sure they'll come banging around. But, yeah, I'm going to start feeding them again because they got to be hungry.
Well, I'd love for you to stay on the rest of the show and listen. And if they do pop in, just let Marco know so we can get you back on so we can hear what you're hearing. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay. We're going to go to commercial. We're going to move on to our next guest. Audrey, just sit back and relax. And if they come on, you let us know.
Okay, dear.
Marco, let's go to commercial.
Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I got to tell you, that's the day I thought I was going to challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. see him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Okay, so Audrey, you're still with us, correct?
Yeah, she's still with us.
All righty. Audrey, I want you to go ahead and come back in and just put your phone on mute so Marco doesn't have to mute you out. So if something does happen while we're in the show, you can just take your phone off your own mute and let us know.
Okay. So put it on now, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay,
awesome,
AK didn't make it. AK didn't make it, so Kelly is on.
All righty. Our good old buddy down in Texas. Kelly, how the heck are you?
I'm all pretty good, TJ. Just another day in paradise, my friend.
You know, you live in paradise. I need to move down there, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, our winters are a little better than yours.
The only
snow here is a snow cone.
A snow cone, and you get them in different flavors too. I'll take mine in strawberry.
Yeah. Good stuff.
You know, I once had a snow cone that was tequila strawberry. Do they make those by you?
You can put your own additives if you need necessary.
There you go. Now, you know, we're going to be in Texas probably around near the end of October, beginning of November. So we're probably going to come by and see you.
I'll come by. Just let me know ahead of time. I'll burn some vacation if it's during the week.
There you go. Oh, we'll definitely make it through the week so you can get some time off, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. I could use some time away from my new boss.
So tell us, what's been going on in your area? Now, I know we spoke a little bit ago and you had some tracks, I guess, you found in the ground. Anything new?
You know, what happened here most recently, in fact, it was last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One of the new guys on my property, he wanted to go back in there where he put his stand, right? And I told him, I said, go back to your stand there, and I'm going to go down to the end of this road, and we're going to holler back and forth to figure out where you need to put your trail to come out easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was with my oldest son, and so I started hollering at the guy and just kind of whooping at him through the woods, and he answered. So we did it a couple times, and then something probably 250 yards back to the east did a couple of those, like, three-second howls a couple seconds apart. And my son looked at me, and I thought, son, that's not them, I guarantee it. He goes, man, Dad, maybe it's Bigfoot. But,
so the guy didn't. It was somebody else whooping from a different direction.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's the same howl we encounter ever so often.
Oh.
It was only, you know, about a three-second little howl with a little lull between it, and then another three-second howl, and then it never did it again. Well, there was nobody back in there. I could tell the direction it was. You know, I knew about, you know, what area it was in, and it's, you know, back in that creek bottom where, you know, nobody ever goes. It's too thick. And, you know, it's a couple miles from anybody's house. So, you know, you know it's not anybody. And when you've heard it enough times over the years, you know exactly what it is.
So the creek bottom, I'm trying to picture. I think we were there at one point in time while we saw you a couple years ago. Is it down there by that little outdoor shack you have?
Yeah, the little hideout.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'd like to actually get down in that area next when we come down. It'll be cooler, and we could probably hike in. Maybe we'll put an end to this.
Yeah, just put a little backpack on with a little tent and get you some nice little rest while you're down there. Be relaxing.
Hopefully we'll drag out a creature with us.
Yeah,
and I know you won't mind.
Oh, no. I just want to have the first photo shoot.
You got it. We'll hold them up next to you, and you guys can, you know, we'll hang on with each arm, and we'll get a big picture of us smiling. Then we'll run them downtown and strap over the top of the truck.
Yeah, well, we just might put it in the bucket to the tractor and drive into Beaumont. But, you know, that'd really be publicity, that's for sure.
It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
But other than that, you know, y'all are welcome to come out when you make it through Texas. Just, you know, let me know a little bit ahead of time, you know, that way I can break away from one of my meetings and then head out, and we'll stay down in the creek bottom for a couple of days, and we'll see if we can't get something that'll make people's skin crawl.
I would love to have that, you know. Getting my skin crawling, getting the creature, and hanging out with some good old buddies in Texas. I think that might... I'll have to give you a call a week prior to... Well, that's enough time you're going to need?
Oh, yeah, that's plenty of time. You know, at least 3 days.
That way
I can change my schedule up a little bit. But, you know, it seems that, you know, it's a continuous thing. And it hasn't gone away in several years now. And you know, we've had some people spot something what they thought was a bear, and it stood up and ran away. And he, you know, Bruce was like, you know, they got to be breeding because, Kelly, there's a little one. And so, you know, sooner or later we'll get lucky. And I think it's going to be sooner than later.
Do they have bear in Texas, Kelly?
Not where I'm at, not at all. And they don't run on 2 feet anyway. That'd be a circus bear, probably.
Yeah, that would be Baloo from Jungle Book.
So the property next to mine, you know, I've got to know the guy that's out there on the other property, and we run into each other a couple of weeks ago, and we got to talking, you know, and he kept talking around stuff, and I just flat out asked him, dude, are you trying to tell me you got something strange going on over there on your property? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I don't know what it is, but it sure howls weird. And I said, well, hey, we know what's in these woods. And it's none of those things, so what do you think, it could be Bigfoot? He goes, I don't know, but I've never heard anything like it. I said, hey, that's my best guess.
Yeah,
so
he's a hopeful skeptic. He'll learn.
He's a hopeful skeptic, and he's been hearing things over the last few years, and it's starting to add up.
Well, good. Outstanding. You know,
we have no bears.
Yeah, especially ones that don't run on 2 feet.
Yeah,
now, I'm trying to think here. Does the property behind him go behind that creek? Is his property behind there?
No, my property's on both sides. And then his goes across, headed kind of northwest, and it's back in another area across like a highway. And,
so you folks know what we're talking about out there. We're talking, Kelly has about 5,000 acres. And it's huge, huge, dense, and a hunter's paradise. So your neighbor, how much property does he have, Kelly?
It's about the same. We all have about the
same.
Because I looked into that property also, and I just couldn't get it.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, there's 10,000-20,000 acres of dense woods in that area, and you know, it's a good place to hang out if you're not wanting to be found.
Well, you know, it's in an area where a creature can hunker down with a family, relax, and know that he's not going to get, you know, run out.
And I know they're not a terrorist because they like to eat pork.
Hey, when does hunting season start up there, Kelly?
Well, rifle season starts in November the 5th. So anytime before then, because, you know, I really don't allow bow hunting that much on the property. I don't really like that. Too many people can't shoot straight.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, October's good.
We're going to make it a date. So I'll give you a call once we're on the road. I want to thank you again for coming on and sharing what's going on. And if something new happens, you know, just give us a call. Love to have you back on the show.
Are you going to be able to get Pops to come out, or is he going to hang at the home front?
He's hanging at the home front now. It's the younger generation now.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe you ought to get him there. We'll just leave him in the camp with a big fire.
You know, I'll mention that to him, and maybe we can do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, brother. Well, have a good evening.
Hey, thank you for coming on, buddy. You enjoy, and we'll talk soon.
See you next time. Bye.
All right. Marco, let's go to commercial. Come back with our next guest.
1967. My whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
You know, every time I hear that, every time I hear that growling and that moving around, it just gives me little chills on my arm because I remember when that actually happened. You know, oh God, that was so long ago. Well, it seems like it was long ago. It was probably only 8 to 10 years ago. My goodness. So we're coming back, I'm guessing, with Paul.
Yep, we got Paul.
All righty. Folks, Paul was on 2 weeks ago, and we weren't able to actually finish up with this segment, so we invited him back so we could talk more about Indian lore legend with Bigfoot. How are you, Paul?
Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul.
All I'm hearing is feedback, Marco. Okay, so I guess, folks, we lost Paul. Maybe he'll dial back in.
Well, no,
I guess we're going to move.
He's on. He's on. I think maybe, you know, he may have drifted off to sleep or something.
Okay. Well, then we'll just move on to Francis over in Montana.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about.
Hello, Francis.
Hey, Francis, how are you?
Good. Doing good.
Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Yeah.
Do you have a radio going in the background? I'm hearing some feedback.
No,
no radio. No, you got the speakerphone on, right, Francis?
No.
All right, no problem.
Could you hear me now?
Oh, yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Can I go to speakers? Or...
So you know we're coming up to Montana here in October.
Yeah.
And we're folks, just so you know what we're doing, we're going to be building a museum with an East Glacier, and hopefully set up our guide service and our Bigfoot hunt, 2 and 4 day hunt. And we got our our good buddy Francis and Bruce up there that are going to help us out. You know, Francis has had a few sightings here, and I was hoping he could share those with you guys tonight. How about that, Francis?
Yeah, from when I was a kid, and then, yeah, I've got a couple of stories, an older one, and then one kind of recently this past summer. Hello?
Go ahead. Francis?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Hello?
What was your encounter with the creature?
Oh, this was, it happened.
Yes.
This was back in 1985 when I was a kid, that story. I mean, it's kind of an older story.
Well, we've got time, tell us.
But yeah, when I was a kid, you know, like a police scanner? My dad had a police scanner, and the scanner was on. And the cops were talking about it. They seemed like something big, like running. Kind of, they didn't know what it was. It was kind of dark, like a dark figure. And I don't know. The police were just chasing it. And it must have ran by our house because it hit our house. And it kind of made it like a banging, like a loud sound.
So the creature hit your house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It hit the side of our house. I don't know if it was its hand or like its body that hit the house. No. Well, at that time, the scanner was still going. Those cops were talking about something running. And then next thing, the cops went by our house. And, yeah, they were chasing it north of Browning here.
They do a police report on that.
They there was hair on a fence north of Browning that they've seen. Yeah.
What kind of evidence did they find? Francis?
Yeah.
What kind of evidence did they find?
Oh, they were just, the cops, like they were saying, it was a Bigfoot, but they were kind of, they were kind of like hush-hush about it, about on a scanner. They were trying to, the dispatcher was kind of telling them, you know, don't be saying like Bigfoot, or they didn't want to scare people. And,
right.
They found hair though the next day, but I don't know whatever happened to that hair. But,
I'd love to get a hold of
hair.
What do they call Bigfoot in your native language? What is Bigfoot's name in your native language up there in the Blackfeet?
I don't know, but, we just call him like Bigfoot. I don't know what's like the name. I don't really know like the language about what they call it in our native language up here. It's kind of hard to say like the name.
The creature, he's obviously prevalent and staying up there, and he's part of your guys's lore and legend. How young were you when you first started hearing about the lore and legend of Bigfoot? And why do you think the creature hangs on the reservation?
I was 10 years old when I kind of first heard about it on a scanner that day when the police were talking about it.
So that was your first time. Have you had any encounters since?
It's just like the Bigfoot kind of looks out for, out for the people, like the Indian kind of beliefs. You know, like we all have our own beliefs. Like for us, he's kind of like a protector who looks out and like danger and stuff like that.
Well, you heard my guest earlier, Audrey, right?
Oh, no, I missed that one. I don't.
Well, the creature hangs out on her property. There's a big family of them out there, and she's waiting on the line just in case they come by tonight. But she says that telepathy, they speak through the mind to other people.
Yeah.
Do they do the same thing with you guys?
Just usually, give them an offering of, tobacco or food, like apples or something, we'll leave out, and we'll just say a prayer in our own language, and like leave it out in the woods, or like where there's a sighting or something, if we see anything, or we'll kind of leave like an offering. Mostly like tobacco.
What do they do with the tobacco? What do they do with the tobacco, you think?
It's just an offering, like to the Bigfoot.
Do they take it?
No, it's just an offering. No, they don't take it. We just say our own prayer in our own way. They don't take it, but we try to, like, when we pray.
Oh, okay.
To honor them and, like, know that, you know, we're around that, you know, like, just, they're like a brother, kind of, like, family. Or they're like family. Oh. Yeah.
Now, I've heard of them leaving gifts. Do they leave gifts for you guys in exchange for the apples and things that you leave out for them?
We're the ones that offer them gifts, you know, like, almost like a spirit, kind of. I mean, some people believe they're spirits and, all world and next world and kind of.
Now, do you believe that this creature is a physical being, or is he something that's not here?
It's probably have two forms, but I believe, you know, it's a real, like a real being, like, you know, he can like take on two forms, physical and spirit. Yeah, is the kind of belief.
Are they flesh and blood?
Yeah, they're flesh and blood. Yeah.
So they're both sides of Native American people. I see.
Yeah.
Kind of like a
shape shifter. Yeah. Who's that in the background, Patrick?
That's my wife.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Let me speak to your wife.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Jocelyn. I'm Francis's wife.
Outstanding. You know, I was hoping, I heard you say something about shapeshifters, and hopefully you can kind of explain to the listeners about the legend, the lore of the creature, and how you believe in it, and how they shapeshift, and what they do. Can you do that for us?
Sure. Well, what I was told, like, by my grandfathers and my dad and, you know, uncles and my family is that, like, Bigfoot, he's close to us, like a brother, like my husband was saying. He's like a brother to us, and he's, he can take on two forms. That's what I'm talking about, like a shapeshifter, where he can take on a spirit and he can be also a being. So he can go from, everybody sees him, but, you know, they don't know where he goes because he goes back into the spirit world. He's, like, kind of, he brings us warnings, or it could be a good or a bad warning, you know. And he's just around as a protector. And he doesn't mean, like, harm to anybody, because I don't think, you know, the creator would put like a being on, you know, from, you know, the spirit world on, into our world as something that would harm people. Okay. And, you know, when you, you can't be scared of him, like when you come across him, because, you know, when he's in that physical form, because I think a lot of people just get scared of him, and then he goes back into the spirit world, and then, you know, that's, you know, where he's at. He's like a spirit, but then he goes back into physical, and then that's why we can't talk to him, or he's not around long enough, you know, for people to actually capture him, or he's not there to be captured also. I don't think, you know, people, they want to capture him. I don't think you'll ever be able to capture, you know, a being like, you know, that's a Bigfoot, that's a spirit. And also he can, you know, take on physical form because he's, you know, he's a powerful being when he's in the, you know, physical on Earth.
Wow. So have you had any encounters with the physical being of Bigfoot?
Well, just this past summer, like, to me, like, when we heard it, it was nothing I've ever heard before. It was, for me to hear something, you know, that when we heard him, like, calling back to us, because we were with our niece, and we heard him calling back to us, it was something I've never experience in my life, and it made me more of a believer, you know, and it's to the point where I want to see, you know,
what's making the noise.
Bigfoot is.
Noise.
Yeah, sure. And I'm not scared of it. To me, it was like a blessing, you know, to hear this being, this other being that's, you know, close to us, like our brother, to, you know, just to hear it. It was something else, you know. And
do
I,
you
know
the
area
in which
he's
hanging out in?
My husband does. He knows because he's from here, and he knows the area pretty well. So,
well, hopefully
yeah.
When we get up there, we're going to all get together and break some bread, and then we're going to go out and try to see the physical Bigfoot.
Yeah, that would be good. I'm excited.
Are you gonna come out with us?
Sure, I'd love to come out with you guys.
Outstanding! Yeah. I can't wait. Now you know we're gonna be there the 12th of October.
Okay, that sounds good. Just let us know when you're you know, on your way and when you want to meet.
Okay, it's a deal.
Okay.
It's a deal.
Okay.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, Francis.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be up there around the 12th of October. Make sure you plan on getting some time off so we can all get together and break bread. And we can go on a little expedition and search for the physical entity of Bigfoot. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll be here. We'll be ready to go.
Outstanding. Hey, I want to thank you and your wife for coming on the show this evening. I know you take a little time out of your day. But, you know, just tune in, listen in, put yourself on mute, and listen to the rest of the show. Marco, let's move on to a commercial, and we'll come on back right after this. Let's pay some bills.
1967. My whole life changed.
Hey, Jake, hear me?
I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Bigfoot Lives, a movie at www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back. And Paul, are you on? Paul, are you on? Well, TJ, I don't know. Paul, I think maybe fell asleep.
No, maybe he did. That's okay. You know, folks, Expedition Season is getting ready to start up here again. We're doing our winter expedition. You know, we end up our year on November 15th, and we're off until January 5th. And from January 5th all the way to November 15th again, we're all across this U.S., following up on sightings, checking out reports. You know, you go to our Searching for Bigfoot page, www.searchingforbigfoot.com. We have a link to our two Facebook pages. One of them is just Searching for Bigfoot, where you can chat and discuss. And our other one is the Searching for Bigfoot reports and sightings page. So if you get a chance, get on there if you had a sighting. That's how you can locate us on the road. You can also reach the expedition team at 606-620-6667. After Montana, we're going to be running down to Pennsylvania for a few days. Approximately, we're going to go see our buddies Kevin and Robin and family up there. And then we're shooting down to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Now, you all folks know about what's Arkansas, right? Our good old buddy Rocky Slavin is down there. And maybe he'll be able to hook up with us, because we're going to check out Zeke and his family and the thing that's going on around there. So, Rocky, what do you think about that?
Well, sounds good to me.
Everything sounds good to you. And I think we need to pull you away from that restaurant of yours and get you back out in the woods. Or are you well enough? Can you make it, you think?
I am sitting kind of out in the woods right now, waiting for some coyotes to come along so I can send them to the coyote spirit world.
Where are you at, up in Dunham or Durham?
No, I'm over here on our new property. One of the neighbors let his little Shih Tzu out to go to the bathroom. Coyote got it and ate it, and so I'm kind of on a mission to exterminate or eradicate a few of them.
Oh, so her dog was eaten by a coyote, and you're playing good neighbor.
Well, no, I'm just sitting out here hoping I'll get a chance to shoot some coyotes, because that seems like the thing to do. I would have done that anyhow.
You're right, you would have. Now, look, you ain't going to do no overkill, right? You got the right weapon for that little small coyote.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right now, the little rifle I got just shoots the same thing, that little CZ pistol that you have shoot.
Oh, okay. Outstanding. Now, you folks know me and Rocky, we go back now a few years. We've been on many expeditions together. I want to say my favorite time in the woods with Rocky was, well, it had to have been up on that mountain. I'm trying to think the name of that mountain, Rocky. I know it's in the Ozark National Forest, but there's a spot where you got that overview that looks, well, over those other mountain ranges where you and the Swede did your little road march through the mountains for a couple months.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of hills up there. You talking about over by the overhang?
That's it, the overhang, yes.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah. I was there last week.
Any action?
Well, actually, the only action was it was just raining, and the creek was up, and I didn't want to mess around and get on the wrong side of it again. But,
that takes me back to that one story. You remember when you and the Swede were, I guess you were 15, 20 days in, and you were on that little island between those two creeks?
Yes, I remember that for a long time.
share that story with the audience. I mean, I love that story. Don't forget the raccoon.
I won't. I love that, too. Man, the Swede was out. It was in August, and it had been dry for way too dry for quite some time. So we was out on our four-wheelers, and we rode down in the National Ozark National Forest. And anyhow, we got as far as we could go on the four-wheelers and left them and took off walking. And we had walked for several hours, and it started raining. And we was just happy that it was finally getting some rain. So we kept going. And then it turned from just a rain into a torrential downpour. And so we kind of thought, well, maybe we'll just stop and, you know, wait it out. And said, no, it'll quit in a minute. So we kept going. And anyhow, we walked across this little, we hopped across this little bit, just a little stream. And we walked a little ways, and then it started raining even harder. And we sit around for a little while. We huddled up under our ponchos and ate us a little meal, and decided it wasn't going to quit raining, so I thought we might ought to head back. And we started back, and we heard, we weren't sure what it was. We was afraid that it was going to be like a flash flood, so we was hurrying, and we got there just after the flash flood went through, so we couldn't cross. And so we cut north, and we walked north for a little ways. We came to a spot where the flood split off and went back behind us, so we was cut off both ways that way. So we walked on down south, and we found where the two ran back together. So that put us on a little island. And anyhow, we were okay with it. We thought it was going to just quit any time now, but it just kept on raining and raining, and it kept getting higher and higher. So we just walked up to the high point and hung out, and well, it quit raining, but it took, usually when it rains like that in that area, it takes a few days for the water to go back down. So we was stuck on that little spit of land, and we walked around there. We had food with us, but anyhow, we was messing around there. I guess it was the second day when it was out looking, we had gone over to see if the water had gone down any at all, which it really hadn't. And we was just out messing around. I looked up and saw a coon in the tree, and well, I assassinated it. And the Swede went and cut us a bunch of sassafras, and we wrapped that coon up, we dressed that coon out and wrapped it up in sassafras and built us a big fire, which is something we rarely do, but we built us a fire. And well, later that night, we raked all the coals off in a hole, and we took that coon, and like I say, it was all wrapped up in sassafras, and we had some wild onions that we'd gathered up, put it in the hole, and covered it up. And the next morning, we dug it up, and we ate some real good coon there for a couple of days. Finally, we hung out there, and we did stuff, and you know, we was getting a little bit bored because, you know, it doesn't take long to explore 100 feet of land. So anyhow, we walked over there, and Swede finally said, well, okay. Said, I think I'm going to try to swim across. And I told him, well, if you're going to. He said, let me tie this rope on you. And I assured him when he went to jump in that I wasn't tying the rope around him to save his life. I was just tying the rope around him, so if he drowned or something like that, I could pull him back in. I'd have some more protein until the creek went down. I wasn't going to go hungry. He thought that was a good enough idea. But he finally swam across, and then he told me to come ahead on. So he pulled me across, and I was kind of wondering if maybe he hadn't had the same idea, but he went ahead and drug me across. But we spent a total of 7 days on it, and well, we didn't go hungry. We drank up the biggest part of our good clean drinking water. That's all right, you know. I told Sweet that, you know, we could drink that other stuff if we had to, but
yeah, you know, anyhow, people don't get it, Rocky. They don't understand that, you know, when you're going out and you're really looking for this creature, things happen, and you have to be prepared.
Things do happen. Things do happen. Well, you know, you've been out there. You know, it's 1.6 million square acres.
Yep.
That's quite a bit of country, and we were, Lord knows how far from our four wheelers or anything, even if we could have got to them. And well, you know, the part that me and you checked out was such a small part. I mean, we traveled several miles through there, but it was still such a small part. And you know, me and the Swede walked lots of miles across there, but, you know, I told him that I didn't want to do that anymore.
I reckon so. I think Paul might have popped in here, and we've got 2 minutes left on the show.
I was going to ask Paul. Hey, Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Marco. I mean,
yeah, something happened before. I don't know. We tried to get you on several times, and
I think it was muted.
Oh.
I think my phone was muted.
Oh, okay. How about, can I have you on next week?
Oh, sure.
We're running out of time on the show here, and I thought maybe you could come on next week and we could have you on for the full 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com.
I'll wait to hear from
you. Access code followed by the pound. This menu will repeat.
Hello?
I'll just wait to hear from you then during the week.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I want to thank all our guests.
Access code followed by the pound. This menu will repeat.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye. One more time.
Audrey,
I want to thank all our guests. Audrey, do we have anything happening going on?
She just dialed in again. Hello, Audrey. Something happened. She dialed back in again.
Well, folks, we're at the end of the show. We'll bring Audrey back on next week, let her know what's going on, and we'll pass it along. Want to say thank you to all our guests this evening. Remember, expedition season's coming up. If you want us to come out and visit you, you got to give us a call. 606-620-6667. I got room for two slots of two stops after everything else. So, folks, if something's happening, give us a jingle. We'll be there to help you out. Once again, thanks for the show, and I want to say goodnight to all the footers out there. Come back next week, 7 p.m. Good night, everybody. Good night, Rock. Good night, Marco. Good night, Mrs. Calabas, wherever you are.
Good night, everybody.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together.